What's going on? It's your boy Mikey, man. We're gonna have a good show, so don't go nowhere. We're gonna set everything up. We'll be right back and we'll get this rocking.
Man, one of the best games all year.
No, it was great. We actually back shit. It's federal.
Switchy Frank. Let's go.
You know, it's going to be, you're in a hole now. It's going to be hard to dig out of that hole. You know, it's lit.
This is city living, mostly them city children. From my bedroom, see the lights of them city buildings. Ain't gotta act hard, pride is my backyard. I run road air, you can call me a track star. And we a team, homie, all is one. I don't sleep until all is done. I ain't rockin', so please don't call me Mr. 401. It's Mr. Rags, you can call me. I'm still in that 401. From where we was, look at all we come. For what it's worth, I put my all in the sun. Know that my city love it.
There's a lot of guys that deserve opportunities, but for some reason, the city is fumbling. They're fumbling. They're really fumbling. I mean, we can get into it, Mike. You know the story. I was at Juanita Sanchez.
I have to thank, you know, Coach Dino Campofiano and his staff over at Shea.
If you come out freshman year, man. I tell my nephew, like, you know, we're building that foundation seventh, eighth grade, and we're on record in ninth grade. You know?
Us, they didn't sugarcoat us. They just said what it was. In this new generation, we can't truly be like our coaches was because y'all can't handle it. Because y'all are a little softer. Y'all was raised a little different. Y'all was coddled a little more. In this day and age, you can't say certain things to certain people, to certain ethnicities, to certain social climates. You can't say certain things, or you'll be scolded, or you'll be blackballed, or you'll be...
This is not Clown Town anymore.
Now deal with it. We see what happened when the last dude tried to.
Listen, no one's going to give you more coverage. No one's going to be at more games. No one's going to be more informed. I'm not just some guy sitting in his basement spouting off about who's winning games and who's doing what. We're real. The Rebellion is real. Providence Journal coverage is going to be real this year. It's almost here. 3 days away.
Oh, the alignment's good for football on second thought. Dude, you crapped on it, this whole video, man. And I haven't even got on you for going after the parents at East Greenwich, man. I wish I had that video uploaded.
And she posts the whole message. And I think she thought that the whole internet was going to be like, yeah, you got him. Go, you go, girl. This is where the Karens make mistakes, because the internet did not like what she wrote. And the internet proceeded to attack. And I was just sitting there like, I have no clue what I'm doing. Like, I was just keeping my hands out of it. And people were just taking shots at her left and right. And it was, I mean, for me, it was.
Dude, he said, I have no idea what I'm doing. We know that. But what you meant to say was like, I had nothing to do with this. No, you called out a parent. I have never, ever, ever called out a parent, man. Never, never crossed that line, man. That's unprofessional, man. You work for the Journal, man. Like, I don't know.
Not promote or promotion any illegal activities. All content provided by this channel is meant only for educational purpose only.
See what my city's like. It's the city life. For some, it's a shitty life. This is city living. Mostly them city children. From my bedroom, see the lights of them city buildings. Ain't gotta act hard. Pride is my backyard. I run road air. You can call me a track star. And we a team, homie. All is one. I don't sleep until all is done. I ain't rocking, so please don't call me Mr. 401. It's Mr. Rags. You can call me. I'm still in that 401. From where we was, look at all we become. For what it's worth, I put my all in the sun. Know that my city love it. My city's budget about my city's public. Know how my city does it. Let me here and do my city business. Then I ride you outside of them city limits.
I mean, think about it. If we didn't have all this crying, and you can't say there's not a lot of crying going on.
We can't be competitive.
We just can't do it. These young guys, they're working all year long. You got to see them. We can't do it. I'm just kidding, man. But, yo, shout out to the young coach. I mean, because you know what? These young coaches, they are. They're putting in work all season long. You talk to them now, whether it's 2 months ago, 3 months ago. They're doing installs. They're putting plays together, at least the coaches that I talk to. But wins, not everybody, the older coaches. They want to cry. They want to go to these RIIL meetings. And they want to cry. We're not competitive. We can't do this. I can't be in. What are we doing here?
Oh, he wilding right now.
Stay out here. Rhode Island, stand up, man. I'm trying to put on for my city.
Football in Rhode Island, bro.
I'm trying to put on for my city, man.
I be honest with you, I pissed off.
D1. But I don't want to be called D2.
Getting things correct.
That's the bad guy. Bad guy.
That's the bad guy.
The bad guy.
Load up that queen. What's going on, everybody, man? I should have told y'all to share the episode while you were watching all that. That's kind of why I played all that free stuff. But what's up, everybody? We back another season. Yesterday, the 14th, was the first day of football. Now, other sports on the 21st, I think Monday, that will be the first. Oh, I got to mute this other one. Monday will be the first day for all other fall sports, according to RIIL. But what is going on, everybody? How are we doing? Can We Keep It Real podcast is here, man. And you already know we're always here to bring you what's going on, man. You know, and holding people accountable. You see the name of this particular blog. I ain't a journalist. You know, we're just going to talk about it, man. But what's going on? First, I want to say big, big congratulations. You see at the bottom of the screen. You already know. I mean, this guy's resume is very, very impressive. But it looks like over there at Ponagantit, there could possibly be another investigation going on. Some of you seen my social media last night. I told you Jake Keeling, whatever his name is, old Jakey boy. We'll call him old Jakey boy. Well, Jakey boy, you know, was replaced by Mike Joyce. And, you know, and I know there was a lot of confusion, terminated, what, you know, but what's crazy about Ponagantit, you know, I think they really want, they're trying to get rid of dude. And I think because of the way that they did the CBA with the union, now other places, the athletic director and, you know, people in that position are not union, but we're gonna get into all that. But I think back actually when Shelly Pezer, she wanted it to be covered, the athletic director's position, by the CBA to avoid paying the athletic director too much money. So now you're stuck with a situation like this. You got a guy like old Jakey boy that been involved in some crazy, crazy stuff over there while at Ponagantit. I mean, you know, some might remember Jake as being Jimmy Cook's assistant. You know, Jimmy Cook gets rid of him. And then here you go. You got, you know, a former assistant coach turned athletic director. Who would have figured? Well, a lot of people, if your mom's on the board, you know, and if your mom could get you out of trouble, you know, but there's a lot of stuff going on over there, you know, at Ponagantit, and we are going to talk about it a little bit. I'm trying to find a few things. You know, most people remember, you know, a few months ago, the Attorney General had a civil rights investigation. We actually talked about that. We can go back and watch that, you know, where people were You know, some people of color were saying that they were being treated differently while at Pontagansett. You know, they get rid of Cook back in May 12th. You can actually see a timeline at the bottom of the screen, you know, and everything that went on with you get rid of Cook on May 12th. On May 13th, you hire Dave Valley. I mean, that is pretty fast. You know, I thought you were supposed to post a job, you know, but from what I understand what they do over there at Pontagansett, because I guess they did the same thing for the solicitor, I think. They post a job for 10 minutes. They post a job. They have you apply for it real quick. And then they take it down right away. Then they take the job down right away. And I actually, I'm looking for it. I was looking for it here. Then they post a job, you know, for like 10 minutes. They let you apply, and then they take the job down. But you know what? This Jake dude, you know, as far as an athletic director, horrible job. Horrible job. A lot of people don't realize how horrible of a job he's done. Look what was going on under his own watch with the civil rights investigation. And look, he was mentioned in that civil rights investigation. Teacher Four was the athletic director who was also treating people of color differently. According to student number three, which student number three, very, very credible. I think student number three was the most credible in that entire package. Now, from what I understand, is that allegedly Mrs. Superobit didn't send all the complaints to the Attorney General's office. She withheld a couple. And after we go over everything today, you're probably not going to be surprised to learn this ain't the first time that Mrs. Supa held back emails. But usually what they do with the job, and this came from somebody over there at Pontagansett, I won't say who, but they're pretty in the know what's going on. I just can't let you know that I know that they know that they're talking to me because, you know, it'll blow up their spot. But they don't like what's going on. And they said it makes perfect sense. Usually what they do is decide who they want. They'll invite them to apply. They'll keep the posting up for 10 minutes and then close the job posting. That's how they got Mac, the attorney. Is that even legal? I'm not sure. I don't see how. I don't see how if that is even legal. And that's basically how, again, they got the attention of the Attorney General's office. A quick disclaimer: the views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the speakers and do not necessarily reflect the views, positions of the podcast. But yeah, we are definitely going to get into that. I'm going to put a couple documents up on the screen. Now, everyone knows about the civil rights violation, everything that was going on. We get rid of We get rid of Cook, right? Now, what's crazy about this, right, is you get rid of Cook on May 12th. You hire Dave Valley on May 13th. So, really, how could have you posted the job for the right amount of time unless Jakey Boy was already in conversations with Coach Valley way before you got rid of Cook? So, I know for a fact, by documents, that Coach Valley interviewed on the 13th. You have a meeting with Cook on May 12th. The very next day, Dave Valley interviews, right? How did Dave Valley know to interview the very day after you made the announcement that you terminated Cook? Now, Cook says you didn't terminate him. You just didn't want him to reapply. And I'm curious, and I'll probably submit, you know, a Freedom of Information request to see who they interviewed the first time around. Now, this actually got the attention of the Attorney General's office. I actually have that I'm looking for it right now. It actually got the attention of the Attorney General's office. Now I'm going to leave that up there for a minute. I also got the emails that Dave Valley sent Ponaganza after, you know, after things went down. You know, it's crazy. An OPA request, you put this information in, they send you the information on their employees. Like, it's, you know, I'm like, I'm going to start doing this to all the football. Like, I could find out, you're going to send me, they send me all types of stuff. I was like, yo, this is how I know that Shelly Pezza, she wanted the CBA to have the athletic director in it. And that's why they might be stuck with this guy right now instead of getting rid of him. They might be stuck with Jakey Boy. What are you going to do with him? He said, yes, the athletic director is part of the CBA. That's unusual. He's required to teach classes, but he wasn't. That was one of the complaints people had on Jake, that he never showed up for class to teach it. But you have to show up for your class to be eligible for the union, right? All right, let's see what this is. This is a notice from the Attorney General's office. And it basically, Raymond versus Foster Gloucester School District, it says, enclosed, please find and access the public records and OPA complaint filed against the Foster Gloucester School District. By correspondence dated August 4th, 2023, the complaint alleges that the district violated the OPA by not conducting a reasonable search and not producing all records responsive to her OPA request. And the complaint is challenging your entity decision that the requested records are exempt from public disclosure. You must preserve the requested records at least until this office renders its finding in this matter. If the requested records are stored in any kind of repository that has a timed automatic delete function, please ensure that that function is turned off immediately in order to preserve these documents. In accordance with our procedure, kindly provide a substantive response within 10 business days. Any federal representative must be supported by evidence, such as an affidavit. You know why they're not producing emails? They want the emails. And the emails in question, I'm going to show you another file. They want emails, anything that has the heading Coach Valley, anything that has Coach Dave Valley, they pretty much put it all types of ways, because Ponegance is saying that they never hired Coach Dave Valley. You know, and a lot of things lead to prove that they did hire Dave Valley. Now, a lot of things I'm not going to show you, you know, because I want to respect Coach Valley's privacy, and you know, I want to respect a couple of things that I have in this file, you know, so I'm not going to put everything out there. In accordance with our procedure, I already read that. Any factual representation must be supported by evidence. If a camera review of the requested records will be required by this office, please provide pose and under burden. Please notify the office of the same. Your substantive response, as well as any documents provided as part of your response, must also be sent to the complaint unless they are being provided to this office in camera review. Kindly certify your response omissions, such as the said documents claimed to be exempt under the Access to Public Records Act. See, they're saying these records are exempt. But I think with the Attorney General getting involved, you know, it got the attention of the Attorney General. You know, what happened with Coach Dave Valley? The procedure that went into hiring is flawed at Ponegancet. Like I just told you how they hired their attorney. Their procedure is flawed. They find out who they want. They open the posting, they let the person they want apply for the job, and then they take the posting down. So basically, the Attorney General's office wants these records. Now, this was actually, let's see, I should have the other one as well. This is another one that we are gonna about Jacob. This was also part of what's going on with Jakey Boy, but we definitely going to get into that. So they basically wanna know. You know, what happened with the situation with Coach Valley and the way that situation all went down. Like I said, I already told you about the date. Coach Jimmy Cook on the 12th was basically notified of whatever it is that they notified him about. I was just looking at something. Hang on. Okay. You know, So basically, Cook went out the 12th. I'm trying to bring up this. I'm trying to get this paperwork for you. The right one. What's this one? Okay, this basically brought on the inside the OPA request. It's up on the screen right now. Inside the OPA request, you can see they were requesting emails between a certain date, you know, basically anything that had the name Coach Valley. To whom it may concern, I would like to file a grievance against the Foster Gloucester School District for violating OPRA. I requested a public records for July 15, 2023 for any email sent by or received by Renee Palazzo from June 14th through June 30th where Dave Valley or Coach Valley appears in the subject line or the body of the email. I know that there is a June 15, 2023 email from Renee Palazzo to all members of the school committee that exists, but was not returned in the response. At least four of the nine school committee members have admitted that they have received such an email. Now, this email is the email saying Dave Valley was hired as the Ponagansett football coach. Now, Ponagansett saying Dave Valley was never hired, that Dave Valley neglected to sign his paperwork. Other parents have also informally requested the same email, but were told by the attorney for the district through the various school committee members to make an official request. Screenshots of those conversations from other parents are available upon request. My record request was improperly denied, because not all of the documents I requested were included. I don't believe reasonable search was even conducted. No reason for withholding denial was given. No exemption was claimed. I am asking the Attorney General Open Government Unit insist an affidavit from each individual member of the school committee, as well as Renee Palazzo, as part of addressing my complaint. The remedy I seek is to obtain the record, an injunctive relief for being willfully, known, reckless liars. So that basically, that request went in. They approved it because the Attorney General's office ended up, you know, send in Ponagansett that notice about they want the emails. At the bottom of the screen, you actually see a timeline that's been going across the screen about when Dave Valley was hired. Now, if Ponagansett's saying that they never hired Dave Valley, well, they issued him the email, right? They assigned him the email. And then a few days later, I mean, all this happened in like not even 10 days. But here's the kicker. Like they invited, after they hired him, they gave him huddle access. You know, they invited him to huddle and all that stuff. You know, there's documentation to prove that. There's plenty of documentation to prove that Dave Valley was hired. Now, fast forward it. Now, that happened on the 14th. I announced it on the 14th. You can go back and listen to that. So, within the next 7 days, you know, a lot of things went on, and, you know, and if you've been paying attention to the timeline that's scrolling across the bottom of the screen, if you're looking at the timeline at the bottom of the screen, it basically is laying down, you know, what has happened. Now, I know there was rumors that saying Keelan was still working in the school, but as far as I know, he has been replaced by Mike Joyce, and from what I understand, a very qualified candidate to be athletic director. You know, he's the New England's winningest wrestling coach. You know, he coached in college. He has recruiting history, you know, and, you know, a lot of things that are wrong with this situation is, oh, Jakey boy, you know, like, this dude is not okay. There's definitely something wrong with this dude. I'm going to put something else up that was shared with the superintendent of schools. And, you know, even with all the complaints, she felt it wasn't worth investigating or looking into, I believe, which is kind of blows my mind because that three-letter word, they don't, you know, assault, they don't want us to ever say. But this one basically says, good morning. Now, this is all allegedly, okay? Good morning, my name is, and a lot of this has been redacted to protect certain people, but this is going to Superintendent Renee Palazzo. Roughly 6 weeks ago, I forwarded approximately 24 email complaints, well, 24, from both parents and students to Superintendent Renee Palazzo regarding the athletic director, Jacob Keneally. These complaints varied from the gross incompetence of the athletic director to even an alleged SEX scandal involving Jacob and a redacted name, which has taken place inside Pontiacanta High School. Whoa, 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 wait a minute. Tell me Jakey boy was giving up, found a teacher that was giving up the nappy dugout in the school. This is crazy. Ain't this dude married to like someone on the school committee? Jeez. Like, are you kidding? Like, that's crazy. Now that is what they call nasty work. Jakey boy, allegedly, that's some nasty work right there. These complaints varied from the gross incompetence of the athletic director to even involving Jacob and so-and-so, which had taken place inside Pontiacanta High School. I am reaching out to the school committee because I am concerned that she may not have notified any of you regarding these concerns. I have tried to work with the superintendent regarding these complaints. I also informed her of dozens of so parents who contacted me and stated that they were afraid to submit an email about the athletic director because they were afraid of Jacob retaliating against their student athletes. How sad is that? We did have a meeting with Dr. Palazzo, which was difficult to acquire. We got into parents and students' concern. I responded with follow-up emails, including how she intends to address this alarming issue. I also asked for the notes to the meeting as Karen Blank was present, taking notes from beginning to end of the meeting, to which she stated, your request for the notes are not available for you. When I emailed her again, asking if she intended on following up with any kind of investigation regarding the 24 complaints, I forwarded to her She responded 2 weeks later saying, I do not have any additional information to offer beyond my initial reply. This is unacceptable. And I would be happy to forward you the correspondence between us. I asked the school committee, what are you doing about this? School committee member Joyce. School committee member Kneeling. It's ironic that both of these athletic directors, former and current, have family on the school committee. She said, I do not have the answer for you. I fully understand that the school committee cannot do anything about the athletic director and his gross incompetence, which is kind of crazy, but receiving 24 complaints, if she kept all of you in the dock regarding this matter, I feel that is not only unprofessional, but appalling. I would like to forward these emails to all of you as soon as today if you have interest in this matter. The parents and taxpayers have had it with Dr. Palazzo sweeping everything under the rug. Like, and is the administration on top of Dr. Palazzo? Are they okay with her sweeping dirt under the rug? I mean, you had civil rights investigations under this lady. You had Confederate flag, you know, pitches inside the school. You had whitewashing situations, all this documented, all this on the news. You had a lot of things going on. You had someone said that they're going to tie someone to the back of a tractor and take them back to their roots. All this happening under Palazzo, and why is she not being held accountable? You know, and how did Jacob get the job anyway when there was people that were more qualified than Jacob was? He was not the best person for the job. Another gentleman, his name's Rahel, who coached at the college level, and I think that's who we're talking about now. I'll tell you how. Nepotism. The other two did not have a mother on the school committee. That's why. Not only has Dr. Palazzo swept everything under the rug, but she also enabled the Keelan nepotism to grow stronger by placing him in a position of leadership. He's completely unqualified for. He couldn't get along with the former Coach Cook. There's been problems with Coach Cato. You know, Cato, like, that dude got his hands full, you know, dealing with the program. You know, not only he has to deal with that, he has to deal with this stuff, you know. So, you know, not only Keeling got to get out of there, Palazzo got to get out of there, school committee members, like, what's going on? The students were not put first. The Keeling family was. And everyone stood back and watched this all happen. I would appreciate a response, it goes on to say. You know, and then when the Dave Valley situation, you know, they assign him an email, they give him huddle, they do all this stuff, you know, but we never hired him. Well, you can't have it both ways. If you did give him an email and he had access to it, ain't that a violation of a policy? Or if he had access to huddle and he's not a school employee, because you're saying you never hired him, you can't have it both ways. You can't have your cake and eat it too. So where are these emails? I mean, you can't have your cake and eat it too. You know, you definitely can't have your cake and eat it too. So where are the emails? And this one is crazy too. You know, the cease and desist that Pontiac's attorney sent, like, that thing don't even hold any water, like, cease and desist. And then telling the public, how can a school committee, attorney, solicitor, whatever, tell people, like, I appreciate if you don't talk to school committee members or the superintendent. Let me read this other letter. I requested a public record July 15, 2023, and any email sent by or received by Rene Palazzo from June 14th to June 30th, where Dave Valley or Coach Valley appears in the subject line or the body in the email. I know that there is a June 15, 2023 email from Rene Palazzo to all members of the school committee that exists, but was not returned in the response. At least 4 of the 9 school committee members have admitted that they have received such an email. The record request was improperly denied for no reason. And the response from the school attorney was basically, you ought to cease and desist right now from talking about this matter, blah, 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 or talking to any people from the office, all kinds of stuff, you know. So now all of a sudden, a week later goes by, I think it's the 19th. That's the day that something happened here, the 19th. Because all of a sudden, the next day, Renee panics. Like, first on June 15th, Renee notified the school committee of the hire. And they also said that this is the missing email that the attorney general complaint is about. It June 19th, Valley was removed from a Facebook post. June 19th, Valley emails Brudel about Jake, telling him that he's now not hired after all. June 19th, parents start emailing Jake. You know what I mean? I talk about it. I'm getting calls. I'm getting emails. You know, they want to know, what's going on, Jakey boy? What about the meeting that was scheduled for the 20th? The 20th was the day that Coach Valley was supposed to sign his paperwork. They're saying he didn't sign his paperwork. That's because HR didn't have the paperwork ready yet. The 20th was the day that he was going to meet them early and then have a parents meeting later in the day. All of a sudden, is the meeting going on? What's going on? Oh, no. Nah. Coach Valley is not hired. What do you mean he's not hired? You emailed everybody with a coaches list with all the emails on it. And now all of a sudden, he's not hired? So then we find out, you know, I don't know how much time goes by now. And then we find out that they reopen it. Oh, we're going to reopen the interview process. Why? Because we screwed up. We probably didn't fire Cook right. We probably screwed that up. You didn't hire Valley right, because you didn't even have a proper search that went out. You didn't give everybody an opportunity to apply. You did just like you did with the solicitor. You said, hey, I just opened the list. Go over there and apply. Hurry up so I can take it down. And then they take it right back down. So where is the email that Rene Palazzo is allegedly hiding? Where is that email? And what happened on the 19th? What happened on the 19th when all of a sudden Valley is not the head coach? From what we understand, that somebody in the administration, whether it's the school committee, knew Dave Cato and was able to hook him up and get him the job. All of a sudden, Valley's out. But what screwed up is Valley went and left Moses Brown. He left his position. They fill his position. He hires a staff. They leave their positions, and now everybody's left with what in their hands? Because all of a sudden, Dave Valley is not the coach. And now all of a sudden, you bring in Dave Cato, and I put him in a grinder and grinded him up. But you know what? Good luck, Dave. Good luck, Ponagansett. You got some really good kids on that team. They deserve a good season. They deserve a run. Robbie Grenier, you know, a junior this season, you know, I think he's going to be one. I think he's going to be the best quarterback. Well, one of the best quarterbacks in that division. I mean, really. I mean, this is nepotism at its finest. Jake is the AD. Mom's on a school board. The wife runs the unified sports. She's on the school department. So not only mommy's on there, the wife's on there too? Or is Beth the mom? Or is Beth the wife? Let me know. But nepotism at its finest. I mean, I already know Bet's an elected official because we did the research on it. We need to know what Rene Plaza was searching up between the 14th and the 20th. I mean, it's crazy for a job that pays probably about $4,000 a year. You know, people are, you know, Cook was like fighting to keep his job. He didn't want to hear it. What probably happened is somebody had some rumors or didn't like Dave and probably called him up and, you know, and said, oh, blah, 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 you know, and you ran with it. Friggin' ran with it. This is why parents are asking for all your emails to see what the hell is going on. So someone saw the announcement, tried to ruin it for Valley. And then you guys did something scandalous to make it happen. Because this is what you do. I mean, really, I think Valley being done dirty, I don't think Jake's the only person at fault here. The superintendent definitely got to be held accountable as it is. The civil rights violation, the superintendent has to be held accountable. Parents need to start standing up. If you start speaking and speaking publicly, you really think they're going to do something to your student athlete? They're afraid of that stuff. They don't like it when we turn the mic on. We turn the camera on and start talking about them, start talking spicy, putting them up in a grinder. We already know this is how, what is it, Carol Mack got the job. They decide who they want. They invite them to apply. They keep the posting up for like 10, 20 minutes, and then they close, then they take the posting down. Not only that, if the school is saying that Valley didn't sign the paperwork, then I think they're negligent at least for giving up the email, for giving up the huddle. Should any employee for the school have access to any of that stuff before the paperwork signed? And why was he told to wait till the 20th to sign the paperwork? The school's definitely negligent in this. You gave him access to email. He had access to huddle. You had an intent to hire him, which can already be proven by the announcement. Can already be proven by messages, text messages, email. Like, it can be proven that you hired Dave Alley. So for someone that's so smart, it's like whack-a-mole over here. I mean, the school was definitely being shady and careless with the info that they were putting out. You know, so you're giving some, you know, so God forbid, you know, somebody could have compromised the school's emails and then, you know, your kid's information is out there. Jake's just giving anybody a job. Hey, Jimmy, come here. You want a job? Here's an email. Now you have access to critical information about your children. I mean, I don't think any information was compromised. I don't want parents to get upset. But, you know, it could have been just that easy. And this is what Renee Palazzo did. She put your kids' information at risk. You can't have it both ways, Super. Distribution of P2 to non-employees. Can't have it both ways. That's exactly what it is. You gave him access to Huddle. He had access to email. There it is, right there. You emailed everybody a list with all the new coaches. Announcement, we'd like to introduce our fall 2023 head coaches. Boys soccer, Mike Ferns. Girls soccer, Amy Cardone. Boys cross country, DJ Glassberg. Girls cross country, Anthony Perillo. Football, Dave Valley. It's right there. It's right there. So now that we have a new athletic director, man, congratulations, Mike Joyce. But get this Jake guy out of. He shouldn't even be in the building. You know what I mean? Everything that went on. What he did in the classroom with the teacher allegedly, right there alone, 24 emails about that situation. You bring in Sal, the athletic trainer. You already have an idea what situation happened with that. All of a sudden, Sal is your secretary. And then a few weeks later, Sal's resigning. And we already know what a resignation is. What's a resignation? It just means like you were fired just... Here, sign your way out. You know what I mean? So we can tell people you left on your own. Now, most people that resign, they are forced to resign. You know what? But we definitely got to get Jakey Boy out of there. You know, definitely does not belong there. You know, but I got to say, the program that Coach Cook built over there at Ponegasset, I hope it continues to move forward. Hey, listen, I even hear a lot of parents saying, maybe the new athletic director will bring back Coach Cook and Coach Sasso. I don't see it happening, but maybe so. You know, when Cook really built that program, you know, he's probably still wearing Ponegasset green. You know, but yeah, it's going to be a lot of good football this year, but good luck. You know, keep an eye on Robbie Grenier for sure. He's definitely going to be, you know, one of the better quarterbacks, one of the great quarterbacks in that division. You know, and we'll be paying attention on Max Preps for all the stats this year. But Jake Nealon, you know, he's out of there. And I think I recently had a message about, because there was some kind of rumors about this dude being the It looks like Kalender is going to go back into the classroom to teach now. And they hired a vice principal because a vice principal I guess they just hired a vice principal, you know, and from what I'm understanding, a vice principal that really has a degree, you know, but so what do you mean? Your last VP didn't have a degree. Is that what else is going on over there? So it's not true. He's out of there. All right, people, man, we out. You already know how to reach out for me, but Jakey boy.
Time I pull the plug. The game is over. The game is over. It's time I pull the plug. The game is over.
And then we find out that the superintendent puts out his email that read, what, on Friday last week, the administration was made aware of concerning behavior involving a male Westerly High School staff member directed at a Westerly High School student. Upon and one of the best games all year.